You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 17 for Monday, May 17th, 2010. Versions of the Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays. Greetings from Coverville for another Monday and another Who Did It Better, this time pitting two versions of the Boomtown Rats song I Don't Like Mondays against each other. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about last week. Paramore versus Lance Angelus and versions of U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday in honor of Bono's 50th birthday. Big split on this one. Or not a big split, a big win on this one for Paramore, who scored almost 50% of the vote. Almost half the people who voted said they liked the Paramore version better. In a first for Who Did It Better, the neither category actually scored more than one of the competitors. Neither got almost 20% of the vote, and Lance Angelus got just under 17% of the vote. Lance Angelus got just under 15% of the vote. And that left about 17% with other answers. And some of those other ones, Richard Cheese, a very big write-in name on this one. Saul Williams, a lot of people voting for Saul Williams. The Electric Hellfire Club, Wyclef Jean, who did a short instrumental version with The Edge. David Howell Evans listed for this one as well. James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins. Niggy Tardust, The Living End, a couple votes for that. The Evergreen Terrace, and Hobali. And one vote for the George W. Bush version, which is which is a hilarious version, which uses samples of George Bush's speeches to fill in all the words for the song. So Paramore, the big, big winner for that one. I don't think that's any surprise. Now, for today's show, I picked a version that is very common. As a matter of fact, it was in the Coverville countdown for 06 as number 37 in the countdown. A very popular version. So we're going to start off with I Don't Like Mondays as performed here by Tori Amos from her album Strange Little Girls from 2001. Here's Tori Amos.
How to die. And then the bullhorn cackles and the captain tackles with the problems in the house and wives. And he can see no reason, 'cause there are no reason. What reason do you need to die, die? Oh, tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. Ooh, I don't like Mondays. No. I wanna shoot.
From her 2001 album Strange Little Girls, that's Tori Amos and her cover of the Boomtown Rats' I Don't Like Mondays. Now, the song, I actually do a full explanation on this song on episode 36 of Lyrics Undercover, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can listen to that one. That's a free episode, so feel free to listen and enjoy. But it was a song that was written in 1979, and actually was written and released about a month after the event that spawned it. I won't go into details about it, but basically it's based on a school shooting that took place in San Diego, California. And the woman, or the 16-year-old shooter, Brenda Ann Spencer, when she was asked by journalists and interviewed after the shooting, explained that the reason she did it was that she doesn't like Mondays. And Bob Geldof was at Georgia State University's campus at the time of the shooting and actually saw the report come in on the telex machine and was inspired to write and release that song. Now, the Tori Amos version, like I said, big hit. Not a big hit, but I mean a big hit with Coverville listeners, as it was nominated in the 2006 Coverville Countdown as number 37 in the best covers. This one is one I haven't even played on the show, and it's a very it's very similar in tone. It's also a very somber version, which of course you have to do for a song like this, but it's a little bit more instrumental, and I like it as well. And it's kind of fun to put this one in against Tori Amos, just because I think it's good. It's a good contrast. I'll just put it like that. I Don't Like Mondays here, performed by Ron Sexsmith, an Ontario performer. Released this on his Rarities disc in 2005. Here is Ron Sexsmith.
Silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. He can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. the whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean, and it types to a waiting world. Mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, as their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that peachy keen? No, it ain't so neat to admit defeat, 'cause they can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Ooh.
I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The playing stopped in the playground now, and she wants to play with her toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning, and the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn cackles, and the captain tackles with the problems and the hows and whys. And we can see no, 'cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need to die? Oh, 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 tell me why. I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays.
From his Rarities album, which I have listed as 2005, but another source here says 2003, Ron Sexsmith with his cover of the Boomtown Rats' I Don't Like Mondays. Now, Ron Sexsmith started out in St. Catharines, Ontario. He currently lives in Toronto, but started out performing at the age of 17 in a bar called the Lion's Tavern in his hometown, and became known as the one-man jukebox because his audience would shout requests up to him for songs to cover, and he'd be able to jump right on and start playing them. And decided about 4 or 5 years into that that he was going to start playing his originals, and and we're turning it back and playing some of his covers. Ron Sexsmith and Tori Amos, both with their versions of I Don't Like Mondays. Now, what I want you to do is tell me who did it better. Go to coverville.com and scroll down to this post for who did it better and click your favorite. Either click Ron Sexsmith, click Tori Amos, click neither if you don't care for either version, or if you have another version that that you like, maybe... I'm trying to remember who else I've seen that does this, and I'm pulling up my list right now. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, no. This is me being unprepared. Other versions of this song include Divot, Who Hit John, and the C-Nuts. Maybe you know of other versions that you like. Anyway, who do you think did it better? Let me know, and we'll talk about this next week when we wrap up this version for episode 18. For me, Brian Ibbett, this is me, Brian Ibbett, saying thanks for joining us for Who Did It Better, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.